How to write a review paper entitled For Appreciation by the Best of the Reviewers Worldwide. The contemporary world revolves around information. Whatever progress that has been made in a particular field in a particular topic, is expected to be reviewed in a succinct manner via one or more review papers. When a review paper is written in an unbiased manner highlighting the nuts and bolts of the entire framework of the progress that has been made, it helps the audience get the right insight. The objective of the paper is to effectively summarize the present state of knowledge of the topic. It basically generates an understanding of the fact that the topic for the reader is discussing all the findings presented in the latest papers of research. A review paper not only offers a constructive criticism of the published work but also try to shed some light on what lies in it for the present as well as for the future. It welcomes feedback from the audience and try to review the components put forth by the audience as a request or suggestion for the future discussions. Introduction. While writing a review paper, there are certain components that are considered in the standard terms. These are some of the basic components that are enlisted by the industry experts offering review paper help. It all comes with the verification of the aims and scope of the journal. As a reviewer, we would define the scope of our understandings to the given study and find the sources to evaluate the methodology, S, and findings put forth by the study. We provide the title, abstract, and keywords to introduce the topic to the audiences. Once the research paper is reviewed step by step, we shall incorporate a critical discussion with some of the most indulged brains in the field. It always offers the twist of professional intervention and expertise to help the reader to get an insight of what is not apparent from the surface. As the discussion is put to an end, all the aspects covered in the discussion are summed up in the conclusion part. Some of the best reviewers even take the help of the friends and colleagues to see how the review recite and can additional changes be made before releasing it in public. The components of writing a quality review paper. Here, let us understand each pivotal section featured in a review paper down below and learn about the key details that one should incorporate in each. Title page, it would feature the concerned title of our review, the name of the reviewer, and the date of publication. If there are additional details instructed by the instructor, like the course number, etc., it is imperative to make sure that the given guidelines are followed to perfection. If we are writing for a professional journal, then the requirements might turn out to be quite more for the title page. Abstract, it is basically the summary of the review paper published. It should include only the key points of our review. Just think of the given abstract as an opportunity for the reader to get a preview of our review paper prior to moving on with the details. The key suggestion is that one should never hesitate to seek the help from a specialized review paper writing services agency to make the abstract look more mature, relevant, and to the point. If you wish to order research proposals that can enhance the chances of getting the funds accepted, then read https://www.thoughtfulminds.org/wish to get your research proposal responded with a resounding yes. Learn how to make it more impactful here/to get all the details right now. Introduction, we are required to begin and finish the introduction part with the help of the following three segments. 1. Introducing our topic, it might sound redundant to introduce our topic once again in the introduction. But most of the times the reviewer fails to do so. Allow the reader to get an insight of the background details specific to the given topic. It is the best time to get them familiar with the unfamiliar terms, shoot towards them the enormous scope of the discussion. Last but not the least, the purpose of penning down the review. To state the relevance of our topic, always believe in the fact that our review paper is a statement in the form of larger conversation happening in our academic community. Our review is basically the medium of penetrating into that conversation and addressing why our review can form the base of that discussion. We may feel entitled to the obvious, but it is the readers who have not made themselves familiar with the topic. 3. Revealing our thesis to the reader, the thesis is basically the core idea that we wish to get across the reader. Our thesis should offer a crystal clear statement to what we are intended to prove or illustrate with the help of our review. When we place our cards on the table in the form of introduction thesis, the reader ought to get an idea what the rest of the review paper is all about. Discussion, the discussion section does feature the body of our review paper. It contains the information necessary to develop and support the base of our thesis. Even when we seek an expert opinion from trusted experts offering online review paper help, we would find that there is not a particular pattern that is required to follow. Yet, some key considerations are essential for the reviewer to build a discussion. 1. Do not summarize. A paper is not merely the summation of the literature that we have reviewed. We are required to be extra careful not to leave out our own analysis of the concept presented in the literature. Please make sure to synthesize materials from all kinds of legitimate works. Basically, try to link the connections that we see, connections that we try to illustrate, among our readings. 2. Analyze, synthesize, interpret. Most of the authors tend to believe that a review paper is basically the summary of the information that they read to pen down their review. As an author of the review, we are required to systematically analyze, synthesize, and interpret to channelize the piece of information. It is not just about the presentation of the material that we found, rather go beyond that, and explain the relevance of the topic at hand. If there is difficulty in tackling the presentation, then we should never hesitate to bring professional intervention in the form of review paper help from a recognized agency. 3. Keep the focus. The rule is simple. Stop beating around the bush. There must be a coherent, concise discussion right from the word one. Never allow tangents or extraneous material get in our way. 4. Organizing the points. Keep the points well organized to ensure that the concerned reader can easily follow the lead. Never overestimate or underestimate the voraciousness of the reader. It is critical that the beginning of each paragraph should relate back to our thesis. Always try to use meaningful subheadings to help the audience relate better with the content. 5. Relate the discussion with the thesis. Our thesis should bluntly illustrate our goals in writing down the review, and our discussion should serve to successfully accomplish our objectives. In case we find out that the concerned discussion is not somehow getting associated with our thesis, then do not panic. Revising our thesis rather than reworking the discussion is not a bad idea at all. All the components that we discussed above are a critical part of writing an effective review that not only compel the audience to read further, but also convince them to share the readings with others. Care to see a sample of our work on socioeconomic issues and concerns? Visit https://www.thoughtfulminds.org/pollution-control-issues-and-environmental-concerns-of-nuclear-power-sample/ to get an insight of our expertise in the field. Conclusions: while writing a review paper, especially in case of an amateur or less experienced reviewer, we often find the conclusion section of the draft to be the weakest one. It primarily happens that it is left for the last and the writer tries to get off with it due to the weariness of writing an extended piece of draft. Or perhaps, the lack of adequate experience is also one of the reasons leading up to it. It is necessary to treat it as an integral part of any review paper and dealt with to that serious extent. The secret of writing a good conclusion for the review paper is to illustrate the core links between our major points and our thesis. Additionally, the link between our thesis and the discussions taking place in the broader terms. What is the impact that our review paper is creating in terms of a larger scheme of things? Where have we arrived as a result of penning down this review paper? Yes, but one thing that we are required to be extremely careful while drafting the conclusion part is not to introduce any new information or details to that part. References: the citation of the entire review paper draft is extremely pivotal and required to feature the report of all the works and sources of information cited in our paper. The format of the reference page tends to vary as per the streams of the disciplines. Besides, the referencing style is also required to be discussed in advance before publishing them at the end of the paper. In case you are struggling with the right application of the demanded referencing style, then you should never hesitate to seek paid review paper help from a professional assignment writing agency offering a formidable team of researchers, review paper writers, editors, and proofreaders to ensure that all your needs are met right under one roof. Read https://www.thoughtfulminds.org/5-referencing-styles-APA-Harvard-MLA-IEEE-Chicago-guide/to-know-how we can help you to get the assignment done in any of the widely demanded and accepted referencing styles. Conclusion. Inking a quality-oriented review paper has its own merits. It is the motto of a reliable review paper to clarify the state of information, knowledge, and throw some light on the apparent contradiction. Recognize all the required research and even build a consensus at a point where none existed before. The process of continuously writing good review papers can boost our career and seamlessly propel it to new heights. As a matter of fact, the reviews tend to get notified and cited in a high manner, the probability of acclaim and promotion tenfold its actual size. We fully hope that the points discussed above would help you to make your next review paper writing assignment a far less bumpy ride. After all, no one would be gladder than us to see you kiss the zenith of success and recognition in your career path. If you can get your next review assignment done at your own level, then it is well and good. Otherwise, you can get in touch with our support representative via call, SMS, email, or live chat 24/7 throughout the year to address your A to Z review assignment needs at one-stop destination. Visit Thoughtful Minds to get your next review paper done before the deadline stares you in the eyes.